Good morning, friend. Americans are an excitable bunch.
Certainly
I think you'll agree. The event being called the Great American Eclipse has brought Americans out all over the country buying eclipse glasses or making a camera obscura to watch the total eclipse as it passed over the US from the Pacific Northwest in Oregon to the Atlantic Southeast in South Carolina. I want to take a little look at how Americans dealt with it across the country. Oregon was first, as I say. So many people drove there to watch it. So many people drove there, in fact, that it's caused a traffic jam over 100 kilometres long, which, as we go to air in the east, is still there despite the eclipse finishing hours ago. There's a traffic jam on the I-5 highway causing delays of an hour and a half in both directions between Portland and Eugene. Sounds like fun. Meantime, skydivers in Oregon figured the best way to watch the eclipse was while falling out of a plane.
Oh my God. Can you see that?
That's Wired.com reporter Natalie de Blasio falling out of a plane there during the eclipse. Moving east, and ABC America reporter TJ Holmes was in Carbondale, Illinois, with 15,000 people in a stadium to watch the eclipse as everything went dark.
Frankly, I have these glasses on, and I cannot see a thing up there. We are hitting that moment of totality, so even if you can't see the sun being blocked out right now, we're experiencing this all around us. My photographer here, he can show you this crowd. We got 15,000 people gathered out here for this party, and they're feeling these effects all around. This cool moment, we just turned to night.
That crowd in Carbondale had to watch most of the eclipse through cloud. They only had 5 seconds left of the totality when the cloud passed.
There it is.
Indecisive
there it is.
Weather. Oh, you can see it. You can see a little sliver. Look, with
there
5 seconds left.
The last
That's
seconds.
The gift to Carbondale,
That's
Illinois. Look at that.
The eclipse moved further east, and from Washington, D.C., it was partially visible, so the president, the first lady, and their son, Barron, walked out onto the porch of the White House to take a look, holding special protective glasses from NASA. And despite warnings from aides not to look directly at the sun, the president took 2 looks at it without his protective glasses on, creating photos of the president wincing in pain, staring at the sun, which are now going around the internet at the moment. Then the eclipse passed over the east coast in South Carolina, where ABC America's David Muir was waiting.
We have gone into complete darkness. And we have watched this play out in so many cities across this country before it even got to us. And there is nothing you can do to prepare for it. It is just breathtaking.
And it was over. That was the first total eclipse in the continental United States for 99 years, but they only have to wait until 2024 for another one. In Australia, our next total eclipse isn't until the 22nd of July 2028. Pop that down in your calendar, Fran. It's going to pass through regional WA and the Northern Territory before heading past Tennant Creek, Birdsville, Bourke, Dubbo, and then right through the middle of Sydney. More on the US eclipse coming up at 10 to 8. The other big story from the US today is about yesterday's collision between a naval destroyer, the USS John S. McCain, and an oil tanker near Singapore, which left 5 sailors wounded and 10 missing. The US Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, has issued an official statement overnight.
Good morning, team. This is Admiral Richardson, the Chief of Naval Operations. Like you, I was devastated and broken to hear about the collision of the USS John McCain off of Singapore.
Admiral Richardson went on to thank the Singaporean Navy for their help before saying this.
As you know, this is the second collision in 3 months and the last in a series of incidents in the Pacific Theater. This trend demands more forceful action. As such, I've directed an operational pause be taken in all of our fleets around the world.
During the 24-hour operational pause, the Navy will be re-evaluating its fleet, as this pattern is seeming to emerge of incidents in the Pacific. The former Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mebus, told CNN that the pause and investigation is necessary.
One accident, maybe, because these are busy shipping lanes. But when you've got a pattern here, and particularly the Fitzgerald in June and now the McCain, you got to find out if there's something systemic going on.
Well, keep an eye on that story, Fran, because given the amount of work our Australian Navy does with the US Navy, you really want their operations to be up to scratch to make sure there are no more incidents.
It seems a bit of an overreaction of the whole US Navy to sort of calm operations just so they can stop bumping into ships, really.
Yeah, yeah. But terrible incident yesterday. And yeah, there's 10 sailors still missing, yeah.
Terrible. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.